You've got a great big Sprinter van all set and ready to be loaded, full of essentials. Before we talk about what's going in there, I need to know what's inspired you to do this. I mean, apart from the obvious, what was made you of all people in your village or King's Lynn to be one of the ones that's going to do that mammoth journey?
I just felt we needed to do a bit more. Yeah, just watching it on the news, unwrapping, and yeah, just felt we weren't doing enough. Every little bit helps. Most of what I will carry will be dog related or animal related. So yeah, we travel over Wednesday morning, head down to Romania, empty the van on the Romania-Ukraine border, and then head into Ukraine, about 20, 30 miles in, I think it is, to help unload some animal shelters and bring the animals back in to Romania. We do that for 5 days, either one or two trips a day, not sure yet, and then home.
And what do you know about the animals situation over there? I mean,
it's not very good. I was told when I first got in touch with the lady who sorted all this out, she said, you're going to see some not very nice things. And talking to her over the last few days about equipment to take, they're on about surgical forceps and that sort of stuff. And they're saying they're pulling bullets, shrapnel out of the poor animals. So it's not, yeah, it's not going to be nice, I think, but yeah.
Unfortunately, pets aren't the first thing you think about during a war, but they're there too, and they must be absolutely petrified. I mean, you know, fireworks, and my dog's quaking.
Yeah, mine don't like them too much either.
terrible. Yeah. And this is all being done with Vets for Pets. Julie, the lady in question, who always does so much and is so lovely. She was going to be your co-pilot, but now you need someone to sit in the seat next to you instead, which obviously is going to make that journey so much easier and quicker, taking on the driving. Who would you like to go over with you, or how can you convince someone to give up a 4 or 5 days of their life to help?
I would like somebody 25 years plus, male or female, full clean driving license, passport. They need to be fully jabbed with the NHS COVID app. And do you really need to try and persuade anybody to do this for 6, 7, 8 days?
If you've got the time, it's something you won't forget, and it's going to make a big difference. And I reckon after that journey, Nick might end up being your best life buddy as well. You'll get to know each other. It's almost like a blind date. It's a Ukrainian date. If you have that time to spare, in all seriousness, Nick does need a co-pilot for the journey setting off next week. We're going to put Nick's details up on our podcast page with this interview after 10 o'clock this morning, so it'll be really easy to contact him. What else do you hope to have in the van, though, apart from a passenger?
There will be. There's lots of humanitarian aid going. I have to go probably on Sunday or Monday. I will have to go down to Sheffield. There's a collection centre there that will load me with whatever room I have left. So I intend to go with an absolute full van from top to bottom, back to front. But the things we're after this end are things like tea bags, coffee, sugar, dried milk, toothpaste, toothbrushes, baby wipes, baby milk bottles, Calpol, painkillers, woolly hats and gloves and scarves, no other clothes, and things like sanitary items, toiletries.
Pain relief, paracetamol, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, paracetamol, ibuprofen, Calpol for the little ones.
Vets for Pets is where you can drop this stuff off. As I say, leaves next Wednesday or possibly Tuesday, depending on whether Nick gets a passenger. The journey's all planned. You know where you're going. You know what you're doing. But how are you feeling?
Apprehensive. Apprehensive, I think. Yeah, it's going to be... I'm not looking forward to seeing some of the things that I might see. but I think it's something I've got to do. I think it's something more of us should be doing if we have that time.
And Nick has actually closed his business for a whole week. I mean, this is how you earn a crust and feed your family. Nick's from Saint Engineering. He said, that's it, we're shutting the doors. I'm going to the Ukraine. So hats off for you for that. And I can vouch for Nick, by the way, as a driver. I was his co-pilot once upon a time. How fast were we travelling at, Nick?
Oh, that was well into three figures, 150, 160 miles an hour.
And it wasn't down the A47, before you ask.
No.
It was a track day at RAF Marham, and as luck would have it, Nick turned out to be my driver. What's your connection to fast cars, Nick?
I like speed. That's as simple as that. I bought an old Mitsubishi Evo a few years ago. It was all smashed and crashed, strained it up, done quite a lot of modifications to it, and I use that now as a track toy.
And it was an amazing afternoon, right, racing around RAF Marham. And I was in one car, my wife was in the car, and I hate to say it, in front. What happened, Nick?
We were catching, but for some reason they flagged it and we had to pull in and stop.
Yeah. Well, you watch your speed on the way to Poland, but it will certainly be a safe journey as a proper pro driver. Nick Sawyer from Saint Engineering is heading to Poland for Vets for Pets next Wednesday. And if you can make a donation to help him fill up his Sprinter van, you can drop off at Vets for Pets down on the Hardwick, not a million miles from Tesco. Have a very safe journey and good luck in finding someone to go with you, mate.